Blog Talk Radio.
I know the world we are about tomorrow. I just live from day to day, and today I walk beside him, for I know, I know who holds my hand. Many things about tomorrow, sometimes I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God for being on the broadline this evening. First, giving honor to my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osborne, the pastor and founder of Sunshine International Faith Ministry. And I thank God that she has given me an opportunity to bring the word of God this evening. God is good, and he's worthy on this day to be praised. And I want you to know that you are somebody today, and life is worth living. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity. One more time, put me behind the cross, oh God, that you may use me, that thou people that is on the line right now will hear from heaven, to open their hearts to hear what God wants them to do in making a change in their lives. Praise God. Scripture reading will be coming from Genesis, the first chapter. And it's reading from the 26th to the 27th verse. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And I thought I would use for text this evening would be a worthwhile somebody. Oftentimes we have been called the black sheep in the family. You know that God likes sheep. Have your family told you that you are nobody, that you're not going to be anything because you are wallowing in this sinful nature and doing the things of the world instead of serving God? But have you been put off and put out and told so many times that you will not amount to nothing? It could be your family. It could be your friend. It could be your wife. It could be your husband. It could be your brother or sister that don't want to have any dealing with you. But I want you to know today that God loves you today. And you probably the one that God is waiting for in the house to come to know him. God sees things deep within you that others cannot see. Let me read that again. God sees things deep within you, and you have the potential to be somebody. They look at you and they think that you ain't nobody. God looks at you today. God looks at you today and see a worthwhile individual person that want to change their lifestyle. You may have spent your whole life competing with others, trying to prove that you are somebody. But I want you to know today, you can be free today. You can be free today. You don't have to try to be somebody because you are somebody. You are special in God's eyesight. God made man and God made female. You will never discover who you were meant to be if you are in another person to find yourself. You will never know what you can do for yourself. You try to measure up with other people, satisfy what they want you to do or want you to do. But God wants you to know that you belong to him. God sees all that you do. He knows how much we can carry on our shoulder. You don't know today that it's time to make up in your mind what life do you want to spend. You may spend your life competing with others, trying to prove that you are somebody, but you will never discover what God sees in you. You will never know what you can do by using what I've done to measure your ability. You will never know why you exist if you use my existing to measure it all. All you will see is what you have done to satisfy somebody else, and you live a miserable world. You're not happy. And you get tired of trying to please other people. Why don't you please yourself today? If you want to know who you are, look at God. The key to understanding life is in the source of life, not in the life itself. You are who you are because God took you out of himself. If you want to know who you are today, you must look at the Creator, not the creation. God created you by speaking to you right now. You came out of God and thus bear his image and likeness today. We are oftentimes tossed and driven in this life. We go through our ups and we go through our downs. But I want you to know today that you are not a perfect person. But one thing is for sure, I have done my best as a friend, as a aunt, as a uncle, as a godmother, as a stepmother, a leader, a partner. People may hurt you today and may put you down and belittle you. But I, the everlasting Father, stand strong and knowing that you can fight for what you think is right in life. I don't know about you today, but I want you to know that life is worth living. You can live and not die. Do not let other people negativity take you off your own path. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. We may say wrong things. We may do things that isn't right, but we do things anyway. You may fall, but when you fall, God will lift you up. Don't give up today that things have not been right. Check yourself out today and examine yourself to know whether you're going to live for God or live for the world. You can learn when you come to Jesus. You will learn how to grow and do what God wants you to do. You will live today and live a Christian life. Time now not to give up on your wife, on your husband, on your children, on your grave, but know that God is there for you. Is God important in your life today? Is he important today? Is he important in your life? Put away hate today. Put away malice and bitterness. rage and anger. Forgive one another and love everyone. Don't be a gospel. Put on love today. Love, love, love lifted me from the shores of peace. Thank you, God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Blessings is on the way for you on this line. Anointed servant of God, believe in yourself. Sometimes everything hits you all at one time. You may lose a relationship, change jobs, leave old friends and get new friends. Meet new friends. Don't give up today. God is waiting for you. His arm is not short today. He's waiting. He's waiting for you to come. Life is one big wave, and you can do is flow and grow and be adapted and live in a new life. I speak life to everybody on this line. Hallelujah. I speak life that you are not the head, but of the tail. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die. Tell Satan that tried to kill you, get thee behind. Because resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God loves you today. He made you. He knows how much you've been through. So what, you lost your job? So what? You lost the divorce. So what? They gave the children to the other spouse. So what? You lost your job. God is waiting for you. Seek ye the first, the kingdom of God, and your righteousness will be added unto you. Come to Jesus today. Make up in your mind. Are you going to live for the world, for your enemies, Satan? Or are you going to live for Christ, who died on the cross for you? Jesus was crucified at the 9 o'clock hour in the morning. And at noon, the sky darkened for 3 hours. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "It is finished." And he gave up his life for you and I, that we may have a right to eternal life. And there was a mighty earthquake that split the sky, split the sky, split the rocks, and opened many graves. Jesus' disciple took his body down from the cross, the loving place in a new tomb, and closed the entrance with a large stone. But early in the morning, on the third day, there was a great, great earthquake, and the angels came down from heaven and rolled the stone away from the tomb. But there were some women who loved him, came to anoint his body, and they were surprised that the tomb became empty. You don't have to be empty today. God is love. God is waiting for you today. He's waiting for you today. He wants you to come to Jesus today. Do you know Jesus today? Do you know him? You can't experience the power of the resurrection today. Come and see that God has risen for you and I. Life is worth living. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us come rejoicing and giving God praise, to know he's able, all of individual on this line, to keep you from falling. He's given you another chance to see this day, because tomorrow is not promised to no one. We may lie down tonight and don't wake up because you have missed the chance, the mark of knowing that Jesus loved you. This I know, for the Bible tells me. Little ones, adults, man, boy, girl, woman, he's waiting for you to know that he loves you in spite of your wrongdoing, in spite of your mess, in spite of you've been living in sin. But 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess that sin, he's just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you, everyone on his line, from all unrighteousness. Yes, right with God. And do it now. Get right. Get right with God. Get right with God. You may not have the chance anymore. Get right today. Today is your day. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity to let the people know that life is worth living. Don't give up, because God is love. He knows all about us before we even came into this world. But he is a forgiving God. He loved us. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace I leave unto you. You are special in God. No one has said that they love you. I love everyone that is on this line. I leave unto you.